This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Rebecca Ramirez. Date of birth is September the 22nd, 1962. Case ID number 363-1754. Date of exam, September the 15th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 5/4/22 and from Dr. Noel Lopez dated 5/12/22. Identifying information. This is a 59-year-old married female with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of right knee injury, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, hypertension, comma, and anxiety slash depression. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in August of 2021, where she worked for McAllen Medical Center for 11 years working 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. The claimant was in charge of managing functions there at the hospital. At the present time, she lives in a house and her husband is still working, and she's never received disability benefits. Allegations number one, right knee injury, number two, lumbar sacral back pain, number three, hypertension, and number four, anxiety slash depression. Allegation number one, right knee pain. The claimant states that in July of 2020, she developed right knee pain secondary to a fall. Which occurred in July of 2019. The claimant was diagnosed with severe degenerative joint disease of the right knee and also has problems now with the left knees. X-rays and MRIs were performed, and it was confirmed that she had degenerative joint disease. She denies any fractures but did go on to have a right total knee replacement along with injections for her pain and inflammation. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she usually feels in the morning. Her limitations include being able to walk one block slowly with a walker, stand for 10 minutes, comma, climb two steps, comma, but unable to squat or bend over to pick up clothes. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, and lift approximately 3 to 5 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, and has sometimes difficulty putting her clothes on. She has two assistive devices. One is a cane and a walker, and she did present with her walker at this visit. At the present time, she's on various medications for pain, which include dexamethasone, sodium phosphate, 4 mg/1 mL injection solutions, injected PRN as needed. She's also on diclofenac, potassium, 50 mg, one tablet, 3 times TID as needed for pain. and ibuprofen 600 milligrams QID for pain. The claimant is also on tramadol 50 milligrams, 1 to 2 tablets. TID is needed for pain. And tizanidine 4 milligrams, 1 tablet TID for pain as needed for spasms. The claimant states that the pain meds do help a little bit. She states the only other physical activity that she does is walking around the house. Her daily activities include doing lighthouse work and mild walking. She states that she doesn't sleep, comma, watch TV, comma, go to the grocery store, comma, cook, comma, or do the laundry. Her physician at this time is Dr. Solis, and she has had a right knee replacement, but states that she's still unable to ambulate with her legs. The surgery for her knee was performed in July of 2020. Allegation number two, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to degenerative disc disease with questionable stenosis. The claimant states that in July of 2019, she fell at work and developed a lumbar sacral stabbing pain, which would radiate down both legs. No surgery has been performed, and she has had approximately 3 steroid injections for inflammation with good results. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block slowly with a walker, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 5 pounds above her head, but unable to bend over to pick up clothes. She has 2 assistive devices and presented with one, which was a walker that she says she uses all the time. She also has a cane at home. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on ibuprofen 600 milligrams TID, diclofenac 50 milligrams BID, tramadol 50 milligrams TID, and tenazidine 4 milligrams TID. X-rays were performed, which showed no acute lumbar spine abnormality, but she did have some osteopenia with degenerative disc disease and questionable canal stenosis at the level of L3 down to S1. She was diagnosed with lumbago with mild radiculitis. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Number 3, hypertension. The claimant states that since 2019, she has developed symptoms of chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, and frontal headaches. She denies any blurred vision. The claimant also denies any in-organ damage of myocardial infarction, comma, cerebral vascular accident, or nephropathy. She is presently taking amlodipine 10 milligrams / benazepril 20 milligrams BID. Her blood pressure at this visit was 146 over 103 mmHg, which is high. The claimant states that she is in pain at this time. Her condition is being treated, but not completely controlled. Allegation number 4, anxiety/depression. The claimant states that in 2007, the claimant was having symptoms of anxiety, comma, depression, comma, decreased energy, comma, insomnia, comma, decreased concentration, comma, decreased motivation, and occasional crying spells. She states her appetite is good. She states that all of this started when her father died and because of the pain that she has in her joints. Family history. The father died of a cerebral vascular accident at 90 years of age, and he also had a seizure disorder. The mother is 92 and has hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and anxiety. She also has a brother who has had a cerebral vascular accident. Medications, amlodipine 10 milligrams / benazepril 20 milligrams BID. Vitamin D3, 50,000 units, one capsule POQ week. Dexamethasone sodium phosphate, 4 milligrams / 1 milliliter. Injected PRN as needed, according to instructions. Diclofenac potassium, 50 milligrams, one tablet TID. Escitalopram, 10 milligrams, POQHS. Ibuprofen, 600 milligrams, QID. Montelukast, 10 milligrams, QD for allergies. Rybelsus, 7 milligrams, QD. Tenazidine, 4 milligrams, BID. Topiramate, 100 milligrams, BID. And Zolpidem, 10 milligrams, QHS. Medical problems, generalized anxiety, comma, migraine headaches, comma, essential hypertension, comma, insomnia, comma, vitamin D deficiency, comma, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, chronic pain, comma, right knee replacement, comma, history of prediabetes, comma, degenerative disc disease, comma, and osteoarthritis. Major surgery, C-section times 1, bilateral tubal ligation, comma, cholecystectomy, comma, and right total knee replacement. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 191 pounds, height 5 feet, 3 and a fourth inches high, BP 146 over 103 mmHg, heart rate 96 beats per minute, respiration 17 respirations per minute, BMI 34. General. This is a 59-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a fairly reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to smell and vision? OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to extremities after the last sentence? The claimant has a right knee 16-centimeter vertical midline scar of her knee where a total knee replacement was performed, which appears to be intact, and physical exam appears to be somewhat normal. Could you drop down to cerebellar Could you drop down to neurological? I'm sorry. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was fluent and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was intact. Concentration was good and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally. And reflexes of the brachioradialis reflex and deep and biceps reflexes bilaterally was 2+. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did come with an assisted device, which was a walker. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the lumbar sign was negative. The claimant was able to walk around the exam room but refused to be without it. Could you drop down to musculoskeletal? The claimant had some mild palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees on the right side and 40 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. However, the claimant does have decreased flexion of the right knee where a right knee replacement was performed. The claimant is able to squat and get up on her own, but with some difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table with moderate difficulty. The claimant refused to walk on her heels or toes, but was able to walk at a tandem rate with her walker. She could stand on 1 foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. She requires a walker at all times. However, it is felt that she depends on it and has not tried to walk on her own. Neurologic exam. Grip strength was 4/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves, tooth or trail were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps brachioradialis were 2+ bilaterally, and patellar and Achilles reflexes were 1+ bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting and mild muscle spasms of the lumbar spine. Muscle strength was 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks well. There is mild evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction consisting of degenerative disc disease and osteoarthritis. She is unable to heel and toe walk, but can fairly walk normal with a tandem walk when she uses her walker. There is mildly abnormal grip strength of +4/+5. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but some mild fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visions. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to mild lumbar sacral back pain and osteoarthritis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, right knee injury. The claimant has had a right knee replacement and has fairly normal function of the right knee. She says she is also complaining of the left knee pain, but she had a normal physical exam. Number two, lumbar sacral back pain, secondary to degenerative disc disease with questionable stenosis and mild radiculitis dash lumbargo, basic normal physical exam at this time. Number three, hypertension dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 146/103 mmHg, which is high. The claimant is taking medications, but her blood pressure is not controlled. Number four, anxiety slash depression dash being treated at this time. Claimant appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Rebecca Ramirez.